Rhodes author Mac Barnett to visit three campuses, giving students a chance to meet a real author whose books are actually in their school library. Barnett has written 62 books, including picture books, chapter books, and graphic novels. I caught up with him at Chapman Heights Elementary in Yucaipa, where he shared why he likes to talk to the kids just so he can talk about being a writer.
You know, when I was a kid, like, nobody in my family was a writer. I'd never met a writer, and a writer had definitely never visited my school. You know, we had, like, police officers, firefighters, doctors, talking about their professions. I wanted to be a writer, and I didn't know if writers were real, right? They all seemed like people who lived somewhere else or, like, lived 100 years ago. So one thing I wanted to do is just show up and just be like, hey, I'm just a person. I love books. I like making up stories. And this is a job. This is a real job. And if you're interested in it, it's something you could do. The most important part of this job isn't writing books. The most important part of the job is to read books. So I say, read a lot of books. Read different kinds of books, different genres, different lengths. Read books you like. Read books you don't like. You will learn more from the books you don't like than the books you love about how to write a book you want.
His newest series will be The First Cat in Space. The first book of the series is The First Cat in Space, Ate Pizza.
It's about a cat who gets blasted into space to save the moon from being eaten by rats.
For Community Matters, I'm Lillian Vasquez.
For several years, KCAA has been marketing the Youngevity brand of nutritional and personal care products. Our experience with Youngevity has been 100% positive, so we are pleased to recommend them to you. Regarding nutritional supplements, we recommend Pollen Burst in the berry flavor and Tangy Tangerine 2.0 in the tablet form. For regularity issues, we recommend 3-Day Cleanse, and for personal care, we recommend Morning Hydration Cream. You can shop online for Youngevity at www.kcaateam.com. Or you can order by phone by calling 800-982-3197 and tell customer support that you are part of the KCAA team. Youngevity is an American company based in San Diego. Call Youngevity at 800-982-3197 and ask about monthly auto ship that allows you to buy Youngevity products at wholesale prices. That number again, 800-982-3197.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Roth!
Okay, a gimmicky opening for a commercial about Super Roth Universal Life Insurance, but I'm sure it got your attention. Now, what is a Super Roth, you ask? It's a permanent indexed universal life insurance that's totally liquid and easily accessible once it matures, can be used to supplement retirement savings or a death benefit, or both, has no income or contribution limit, has no 5-year rule like Roth IRAs, has no 10% penalty for accessing the funds before age 59 and a half. Oh, and the average historical returns are 5 to 7% annually, tax-free. Super Roths also lock in gains, which means you don't lose your money when the market is down. Sounds incredible, right? Sounds super? Super Roths are the way of the future, specifically your future. To see if you qualify for a Super Roth, go online to thesuperroth.com.
For over 75 years, the Marine Toys for Tots program has provided toys and emotional support to economically disadvantaged children, primarily during the holidays. But needs are not just seasonal, and now, neither is Toys for Tots. They've expanded their outreach to support families in need all year long with their new programs, including the Foster Care Initiative, the Native American Program, and the Youth Ambassador Program. To learn how you can help, visit toysfortots.org.
Meet Barkley. When Barkley smells gas, he leaves fast. When Barkley hears hissing coming from a gas appliance, he leaves fast. When Barkley sees dirt or water shooting from the ground, he leaves fast. Barkley then calls 911 and Southwest Gas from a safe location.
Did that dog just grab a phone and dial 911?
Gas lines can be buried anywhere, so remember to call 911 and Southwest Gas.
K-C-A-A.
You
like to safely leverage bank money to earn double-digit returns, income tax-free, with guarantees, and no downside market risk? How can you do this? This is Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. One, you fund a high cash value policy one time to earn dividends and interest. Two, establish a bank line of credit using the cash in your policy as collateral. When you earn more in dividends from your policy than the interest the bank charges, you keep the difference. And the difference is averaged 2 to 5% annually in your favor for the past 40 plus years. 3. The bank funds contributions years 2 to 20 plus. Each year the bank adds funds, your rate of return increases. Your average rate of return can grow to strong double digits annually within a few years. Contact me at yourpersonalbank.com, yourpersonalbank.com, or 866-268-4422, 866-268-4422 for more info, or tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show.
Your Personal Bank Show airs Tuesdays at 4 p.m. right here on KCAA 1050 AM and 106.5 FM, the station that leaves no listeners behind.
Bob Vila here with my home improvement tip of the day. If you're in the dark about some of the latest advancements in flashlight technology, here's a quick summary. Conventional flashlights, which rely on bulky D-size batteries and bulbs with filaments, are increasingly being replaced by lights with LEDs. That's light-emitting diodes, or lights with fluorescent bulbs. Unlike other lights, LEDs have no filament to burn out. Instead, they're powered by tiny semiconductors. LEDs draw only a minuscule amount of power, so batteries last much longer than in conventional lights. Fluorescent lights are also taking an increasing share of the market. They're especially popular in lantern-type products. With their elongated fluorescent tubes, they put out a lot of light, so they do a good job of illuminating larger areas, say your dining room during a power outage. Fluorescents do take a lot of power, though, so you'll want to keep plenty of batteries on hand. Get more info at bobvila.com and right here at home with me, Bob Vila.
Selfish scientists won't share their new findings. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. A group of scientists at the Harvard University Medical School announced today that they have made stunning advancements in heart disease prevention, but added that they are keeping it all for themselves. Responding to intense public outcry, head researcher Dr. Carl Trotter says people in the medical community should have been a lot nicer to the scientists before they made the important discoveries.
It's our research. We can do anything we want with it.
Dr. Trotter says he will give people a sneak peek at the findings, but only for $100 million billion. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
News, weather, and talk from KCAA, broadcasting to the Moreno Valley, Corona, and Riverside.
Are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace, where your real home resides? In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now. Welcome, everybody. Happy Sunday. And it looks like time has changed. It's out and bright and beautiful outside. And it's nice and beautiful. So let's enjoy these evenings, these Sunday evenings. But let's begin in inner peace. Let's go ahead and quiet down a little bit. Let's start with our holy instant. For those of you who have been listeners for a while, as you know, we always begin with a holy instant. Bringing ourselves to a little bit of quietness. Let's just take a deep breath. If you can, close your eyes. It's about going inside. It's about recognizing how we're doing in the inside. Because a lot of times closing our eyes could even be a challenge. But if you can, wherever you are, close your eyes and just settle down for a bit. And allow the Holy Spirit to be present in your mind. And recognize that He is here now, at this moment. And we pray, this holy instant we give to you, Holy Spirit. You be in charge, for we will follow you, certain that your direction will give us peace. And if what we need is a word to help us, that is what you will provide. If what we need is a thought, that is what you will give. And if what we need is stillness and a quiet, tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts we will receive on your behalf, for you are in charge by our request, and you will hear us and answer us, because you speak for God our Father and His Holy Son. And if we all recognize that we are all the children of God, being one is our truth. We are one. And if we just take a moment to recognize that everybody we see outside of us, and everybody we see, our children, our family, our friends, that we are one with them, and they are one with us, and we are one with the Father. We come to understand that any ideas we may have of the other, the good or the bad, that we hold up the past to our loved ones, that we say, oh, I know what he's like. He's always like this. Let's begin to allow our mind and our spirit to permit to have him, the Holy Spirit, show us a different face of our friends and our family. A lot of times we rely so much on the past of what we know of someone else that we say, oh, she's not going to want to, or yes, she will want to, or he's always like that. That we may free our friends and family from the images that we've made of them, holding the past as a truth and just letting it go, and allowing the Spirit to show us a different version of that person, and ask the Holy Spirit, show me my brother as you see me. Show me my friends, the one that I can't stand, the one I don't like. Show me a different face today. I want to experience a different emotion, a different sensation when I'm with someone, with a friend or with a family member that I don't seem to get along with. And allow the Spirit to show you a different version that you've never seen before. We have to desire, we have to ask, and we have to want. And the Holy Spirit will show us a different face, will show us a different way of seeing if we permit him, and if we ask him, and if we allow him. Releasing everyone we see from their past and allowing the Spirit to show them to us in a different light, in one that's going to bring us peace. And that is how relationships are transformed. In relationships from a husband to a wife, from a mom to a son, and from a neighbor to a neighbor. Just allow yourself to be surprised. Allow yourself to see differently. Because let's remember that we with these eyes cannot see, for they were not made to see. So allow the vision of the Holy Spirit, the true seeing, come through so you could see differently. And that is what the practice is, asking the Spirit to allow me to see in the way he sees. That is how the Christ, the body of Christ, the body of humanity, I'm going to say, can begin to see as Christ sees. It has to be a deep desire. It has to be a choice. Because we can choose to see the other in any way we want. I can choose to see myself and everyone else as a liar. I can choose to see my friends as hypocrites. I can choose to see whatever I want to see. But in recognition that whatever I see outside is also mine, then we want to see as Christ sees. We want to see as the Holy Spirit sees. Because only then we'll recognize that whatever it is that I'm seeing belongs to me. Because in unity, And in love, we cannot separate from our brother, for we are one. And that is the only way that we can see our trueness, our oneness, and who we really are. Today's lesson, I've been looking at lesson 29 in the book of A Course of Miracles. For those of you who have it, I'm going to read chapter or lesson 29. And for those of you who are interested in what the teaching of A Course of Miracles brings, you can purchase A Course of Miracles. It's a blue book. It's kind of thick. It almost looks like a Bible. And it's lesson 29. It reads like this: God is in everything I see. God is in your brother, even the one that you can't stand, even the one that causes you havoc or you think that you can't stand. He lives in, God is in everyone, in each and everyone that you see. And now we're going to welcome Brenda. Hi, Brenda. Welcome to the
radio. Hi, everyone. Hi, Lupe. How are you today?
Good. You're looking beautiful.
Thank you. You too, as usual. As always.
That's right. So today's idea is, for today explains why you see all purpose is in everything. So what purpose are we giving our brother? Is it one to produce conflict? Or what purpose am I giving the other? The purpose to be in peace, to provide something fun, to go out, laugh, have a good time? What purpose are you giving your brothers? And what do you want to experience in every encounter? I was just with my family right now. We had a little family reunion. We were actually playing poker with my mom and some of my family friends. And we had a conversation about one of my friends. And I said, I'm going to give her a call and invite her. And immediately I was told, no, she's not going to want to join us. No, she's not going to want to come. And I said, well, we don't know that unless we ask. But when we hold the past and we hold it up as a truth to any of our brothers and sisters, we don't allow ourselves and we don't permit the Holy Spirit to show us something different, to show us something new, and to allow ourselves to be surprised. It's like we always speak about this with Brenda. I want to be surprised. Show me my friend in a different light. Not in the one that we're speaking now, that she's not going to want to come. She's going to put excuses. No matter what happens, no matter what you tell her, she's not going to want to join us. And mm-hmm. I choose differently today. And I was telling my friend's mom, I choose to see her differently. Mm-hmm. And I invite you to choose to see her differently, or else you won't be able to see something new, to see something different, to experience something different. And that was my invitation to my friend. But more than anything, I tell the Spirit, this is your opportunity to allow us to see something different. So we're opening all the possibilities. Like we tell Brenda, and I are always talking about this, we tell the Holy Spirit, you can see in the invisible. We cannot. But we're inviting you to show us all the possibilities of how this can happen. But don't let my will be in the way, or my doing, or what I want to happen. But I want your will to be done, and show us something different. Not the same.
That's right.
Old thing. Holding up the past to everyone that we like and don't like, or seem to not like.
Mm-hmm. One thing that we learn from the Course of Miracles, or we learn, is the ego or mind, it's always be dictating anything that we can confirm the separation. And if someone, if you want to invite someone, like in your example, there's a lot of possibility for not inviting her, because all the possibility belong to the past.
Correct.
And you know what? Sometimes we really want to people outside want us to tell us, oh, look at you, how you're changing, how you're different. Wow, your changes are amazing, right? Mm-hmm. But all those changes, don't forget that depend that we are also allowed to see the changes in others. Because we can see changes in others if we are conserving or keeping the same thought that we have from the past.
Correct. Holding the image in our mind that we know how they are, we know how they're going to act, we know how they're going to behave, and we don't open the possibilities of seeing something new.
And do you remember this beautiful phrase that said, nothing real can be
threatened?
Mm-hmm.
And nothing real, unreal.
Unreal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one, I don't remember the rest.
Let me find it. It's right here.
Nothing
real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God.
Yeah. And if, for example, when we get married, if we said, okay, I marry you because I love you, if this is a true love that comes from God, it's not going to be
threatened.
That's right.
It's not going to be threatened. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I love that too. But if this Mary belongs to the ego, or because you marry, not because the love, you marry because of the lack.
Because of attention, because wanting to be special.
The ego are going to be insisting in separation. Oh, look, no, it didn't shower. Oh, look, I didn't.
Yeah,
find excuses. And
for separation.
Yes, that's right. That's why the Course of Miracles start like this.
Nothing real can be threatened.
Yes.
If nothing unreal exists.
For example, yeah. For example, if you are my friend and I love you and you love me, nothing can. I'm not worried about lose you. I'm not worried.
Losing you, yeah.
Yeah. It's the same in the relationship. It's the same with your kids.
Yeah. It's different how we think. Are the children, we feel like, oh, they're that is like secured forever.
Mm-hmm.
So we take them for granted. We don't, well, I'm going to say in my case, I'm not going to say all moms because everybody lives differently or has their own movie, their mm-hmm. own script.
Mm-hmm.
But we do sometimes take them for granted.
Of course.
And then when we feel like even the spouses, even the husbands, we take them for granted, then they think, oh, she's never going to leave me or he's never going to leave me.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the ego is there thinking that he can threaten the relationship.
Yeah.
And if we buy the lie, it usually takes place.
That's true.
And then you get to experience.
But the love with our kids and parents, like, or brothers and sisters, is like, oh, no, we cannot. We are together because we born the same mom.
But that is the reason that a lot of times we don't honor each other either. And we don't behave the way we should. Or, oh, that is the reason. When we're at home, we act the way we act. And when we go out, then we act differently.
Different. Yes.
Because we're not being our authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're trying to put a pretty face out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say to wherever we're going or recording or wherever we're at. Oh. And then at home, we have a different face.
Oh, when we start the camera.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We got to, like, look, you know, look awesome.
Yeah.
Or pretend. Anyway. Because the truth is, be yourself wherever you are. If not, you're buying to the lie.
Yeah, that's true.
You're buying into the lie. Today, I was looking at our teacher's website, and I clicked on his little card. And I had a meeting today, and it didn't go the way I wanted it because I had expectations mm-hmm. of the other. And when I clicked on that card, it says, you had expectations, therefore you condemn. And I thought, well, I didn't condemn her. I immediately wanted to defend myself. I didn't condemn her, but I was in my mind. And when I saw this card, I was like, but I wasn't condemning her through my words, but in my mind, I was thinking, it didn't turn out the way I wanted it. And I was already, you know, judging, complaining, and thinking all these things. And when Jesus shows me this card, I'm like, it's true. Because a lot of times, unconsciously, we are believing that she didn't do what I wanted her to do. She didn't fulfill my expectations. And if she's not fulfilling my expectations, then there's something wrong with her. There's something wrong with her because, you know, we believe that everybody should be at our service. Everybody should do what we want. And if they don't, then what's going on? She's always obviously in fault. And that's when I recognized it and I seen it. I said, thank you, Jesus, because no, I'm going to release my sister because there were my expectations, not hers.
That's true.
And I'm going to let her go and I'm going to release her. Because how do we release people, Brenda?
How?
How do we release our brothers and sisters in our mind?
What I do is like, okay, this is not with my brother or sister. What I'm feeling, it doesn't depend on my brother or sister.
Correct.
So I take responsibility. Mm-hmm. Most of the time. Sometimes I react.
right.
But yeah, with the training, most of the time it's taking responsibility. What happened? What am I thinking? Or the expectation, always. The curse of miracle said, we are going to recognize that we're doing the forgiveness prayer if depend how we feel. Mm-hmm. And if the meeting, you are using the forgiveness, it does not matter what happened. You're going to feel in peace.
That is true.
It doesn't matter. But if we are condemning, we are not going to feel
okay. The thing is, I didn't know that I was condemning. But when I was really honest with myself, say, okay, mm-hmm. I don't think I was condemning her. But then I thought, I was expecting something in return. I was expecting an approval. I was expecting her to agree with me. I was expecting the conversation to go a different way. And I didn't know I asked for the holy instant. I walked in before the meeting and I was totally prepared and surrendered for the spirit to take over the conversation. And I trust that he did. But in the back of my mind, I did have expectations. So when I got out of the meeting and Jesus shows me, you had expectations, therefore that's why you're not happy. Or that's why you're holding something against her. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, then I am condemning in a way because it wasn't in my forefront, in my mind. But I was doing it like in my subconscious. Because I wasn't happy with this gal, with this lady. Yes. I wasn't like, okay, what just happened? But that is why it's so important when you train your mind to be aware of your thoughts, mm-hmm. to be able to surrender this and give it over to the spirit and say, okay, you take over.
Mm-hmm. That's
and you show me how to release them. And when I asked you about the release was our teacher taught us that when you release someone, you're giving them the blessing to decide whatever they want. And this is what this person did. Mm-hmm. This lady, it was her ground. It was her playground. It was her. She was the director. It was her place. I'm going to say it was her house. And she can do whatever she wants. She didn't have to please me. She didn't have to say, okay, we're going to do it your way. She didn't have to do any of that. So it wasn't. And when I recognized all of this, I said, thank you, Father, for correcting my mind, for giving me the prayers to be able to release myself and her through blessing her and saying, she's free to do as she pleases, and I'm going to be in peace no matter what she chooses, and no matter what she tells me, and I'm going to let go of all these expectations that I walked in with because I didn't even know I had them until they were shown to me. And that's the beauty of being aware of your thoughts, because I go, there's something wrong. I'm not feeling okay. And that's when you know there's a green light. There's a green light saying, okay, speak to the spirit, because he's going to show you the truth. He's going to give you the wisdom to be able to see the truth and release the other from what you're expecting and setting them free, giving them the blessing to choose to do what they want. And always. You being okay with it and yeah. being in peace.
Of course.
Yeah, it was a great experience. But I was like, thank you, Father, because I'm learning so much.
Yes, but you know what? What is beautiful? What are you doing? Because you're putting attention in your mind and your feelings and your thoughts and your in your words and what's happening in a situation, because you are training your mind. And maybe this the same thing can happen. And if we are in the unconscious, living with the unconscious,
which is the reaction usually. Your reaction, first reaction.
Complaining, reaction. Mm-hmm. Or making everything for to have a reason.
To complain.
To do for the things to go in your way.
Yeah, and I did it. I got home and I spoke to my husband. I told him this and this happened, and you know I spoke it anyway. And then I'm like, okay, but now I see it with more clarity. And then I think that this is what sets you free. This is what sets us free, and then binds the mess that we have in our minds. And that's how we're able to see more clear, and wisdom comes because we're wanting it. Mm-hmm. We want the spirit to show us. I just opened this lesson, and I'm going to read this to you because it's kind of what we're speaking about. Mm-hmm. It reads, "It is impossible to see two worlds. Let me accept the strength God offers me and see no value in this world, that I may find my freedom and deliverance." And when we are with our minds so alert, this is what we're searching for. The freedom and deliverance of my own ideas, of my own thoughts, like Brenda said earlier, taking responsibility of what I'm seeing with my eyes, of what I'm listening that the other is telling me, and releasing them, like we said earlier, releasing the past of what I think of this person, if I've known her before, and allowing the spirit to give me a different version, a different way of seeing this person. Says, "It is impossible to see two worlds. I seek my freedom and deliverance, and this is not a part of what I want. I do not want to condemn my sister. I do not want to judge my sister. I do not want to lose my peace and have it my way."
Correct.
And losing, because now I see how important inner peace is to my mind.
This is very important what you're saying. Okay. Because the ego wants to protect us, right? And it's always telling us solution, separate. Do not go again.
Yeah.
Erase it from your contact.
I was actually, you know what came to me? Thoughts of revenge came to me. And you know, she's laughing because she knows that I'm going to release it and do the forgiveness program. It's the atonement prayer. But this is the importance of being real, of being honest, mm-hmm. of being truthful to mm-hmm. what are you thinking.
With yourself.
And it's like, yeah, me and no one else. But I truly was thinking, okay, if I get invited again, I'm going to tell her no next year. Because I was so upset that it didn't go my way, because I was throwing like this little tantrum, you know, I want this to happen and it's not happening my way. And the ego's like, okay, well, you can revenge next year. And when she invites you, you can say, oh, well, now I don't want to go. No, I don't want to. Yes. And I was like, what? Where is my mind going? Because that's what it's been trained to do for so many years. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was normal to think this way. Because it's in your subconscious, because you're not speaking it. And that's why the Course says so clearly, there is no private thoughts.
Correct.
So when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm already going into revenge. What is going on? And I did the atonement prayer and I said, Father, this is not who I am. And I don't accept any of this.
And the example that you're saying is very nice, because if we are not in a very deep desire to change,
uh-huh.
you can see those things.
This
is normal. Separation is normal. Or the social media says, do not go with the toxic people.
Oh yeah, always there's the toxic.
The toxicity.
It's not true.
The word said the toxic is outside. But it never is a sigh, because it's everything responding to our thoughts. Everything.
Everything you see, everything you hear is responding to what you are thinking,
correct.
To your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want these thoughts. And that's why we have the atonement prayer. Because when I saw all of this junk, that I said, okay, Father, this is not me. But I'm seeing it. But it's not me. I release it to you through the atonement prayer. And then I stay in peace. Because our only function that I've learned through this training is remain in peace and do the atonement prayer, recognizing that that's not you, because God didn't create that. This is not who I am. And asking the Spirit, okay, I now see this. Now you show me who I truly am. And he shows us by maintaining us in that inner peace. That's why this segment on the radio is called Inner Peace, because only being in peace can you truly be happy, can you truly love, can you truly enjoy the things of heaven here on earth. And it's bringing heaven, literally, come down, help me, because my mind's home. A mess. But that's what it takes time. It takes training. It takes wanting to see in our mind and being alert and wanting to see it. Yeah. And to me, that's true psychology. Do you really want to see what's inside?
Mm-hmm. And when those opportunities come, are really like, oh no, I don't want to leave this, right? Those situations are really, really uncomfortable. But those situations, when you see with the Holy Spirit hands, and you really ask, what in this situation, what is my belief that I'm holding? So you see yeah. That you see it very well today.
Yes, I seen it. Cause, and you know, I saw the Spirit move. I saw everything take place in a loving way. And I didn't get my way, obviously. I didn't get all those expectations that I didn't even know I was walking in with expectations until I was able to see it all. But it's like a movie. The Holy Spirit shows it to you like a movie. Are you watching? Oh, okay. Okay, here. And then you start picking. Okay, this is not from heaven. This is not from heaven. This is not from heaven. Let's take it and give it away. Release it in the hands of the Spirit. Because it says here, no one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. And I think that this training our mind to see the truth, alerts us immediately. Okay, this is not from God. This is not from the truth. And I want to walk in truth. I want to think in truth. I want to speak in truth. But in order to live in peace, it takes training. And that's why it's a mental training. And it's a lesson 1 to 365 lessons until we learn this, until we embody it.
And how you are going to live when you're in peace, how you are going to live? How do you think you're going to live in peace?
Well, I think you and I are already experiencing it, where I see things now that used to bother me a long time ago. Yeah. Now they don't bother me at all. Our lesson for today is really beautiful. It's exactly what it says. I'll read it. But how are you experiencing it?
Because when you were talking about think in peace and everything in peace, so the word though is like, oh, really? It's just only when you pass away.
No. We don't have to wait to be gone. We don't have to wait to die.
To leave the body.
It's a lie. And that was already proven, that we don't need to leave. We need to live.
Yes.
Because God lives in us. And if we are not living, then how do we honor our Father?
And do you remember that you're talking about expectation? Mm-hmm. And this is a very big expectation. Like, okay, I need to death to...
Oh, to be in peace. Oh, because we yes. say, oh, okay. Because Brenda's bringing up the rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to die to rest in peace.
Correct.
And
I'm resting in peace right now.
We need to be in peace now and not wait till we have transcended, some people say, left our bodies. I mean, I don't even want to say death, because we already know it's not true unless Jesus came to do something that we're not believing. Mm-hmm. And I believe that he came and conquered it and showed it that it's not real. So the lesson for today is, I could see peace instead of this. I could see peace instead of death. I could see peace instead of expectations. Mm-hmm. I could see peace instead of someone giving me a hard time or not wanting to fulfill my expectations. And it's been all day.
Yes.
It's been all day with me repeating my lesson, getting me trained into thinking correctly so the truth can really sit in my mind. And the goal of all of this, the goal of this mental training is to think as God thinks. Who does not want to think that way? I mean, to think as God thinks is, it's like, wow. But it's promised. Yeah. It's promised by Jesus that he did it and that we can do it too.
And the good news is that this Course of Miracles, it's change life, because I stopped like trying to other people change.
Oh yes, that's a big lie that we can change others. Yes, not true. Ego wants us to think that.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you can marry him and then change him. Uh-huh. You can. Oh,
he was gonna change because he loves you.
Oh, he's gonna change. He's gonna stop the drinking. Because of you. Because he loves you. No, it's a lie. It's a lie. We cannot change other people. Or that's a lie that we buy into.
Yeah, and yeah.
We have a friend here making us laugh. But anyway, yes,
with our kids, with our
family. Or we think we're going to change them or force them to follow what we like, yes, our religion, our food.
Oh, for example, in this example, that you said for inviting the friends, oh, I will invite it with the expectation, maybe with me, she will change next to me.
When we talk. True. I said, no, we're going to go out. We're going to eat. I told her mom. I said, we're going to go out. We're going to eat. And let's just let it be what happens.
Let me tell you a joke.
Let the spirit handle it.
Let me tell you a joke that I was thinking last time. And I was talking with my husband. And I said, John, imagine, I'm looking for people who is in a good vibration and they really wanted to be with the very vibration people.
Right.
And maybe they saw me like, oh no, you're not having a good vibration. Right. Go away. And I'm looking for, and then I'm going to attract just only good people. And maybe these people is looking for someone who is vibrating something. Uh-huh. It's crazy, right?
Right. Because we don't know. We can't see in the invisible. And all of those to me are kind of like, we don't know. And we have to be walking in that way, because that is the only way we're going to know, yes, how the Spirit's going to move us.
And with the forgiveness, mm-hmm, we always are going to be allowed to see the light in everyone.
And to see the vision of Christ is expansion. It's seeing more than the eyes meet. So it's seeing more. It's a gift. It's a gift from heaven to be able to see everything we're able to see after you've trained your mind. Because then you can get all those ideas that are like causing conflict, that are repetitive in your life, and like take them away, give them to the Spirit, and say, I don't want to live this anymore. And you won't. Your life will be transformed. It will change. There's our lesson says, I could see peace in this situation, which means no matter what situation you're living, if you want to see peace, you will see peace. Instead of what I now see. But that's like saying to the Holy Spirit, I open the door to my eyesight for you to show me as you see this whole situation differently. And that's exactly what he showed me. He showed me, obviously, all the ideas, all the expectations. This lady, in her innocence, I'm saying, why am I seeing arrogance? And I'm like, Father, I'm seeing arrogance in her because it's in me. It's not her. She's here to show me my arrogance. Mm-hmm. And so what do I need to give to the atonement prayer? The belief in arrogance, one. The second one, okay, where is there arrogance in me that I need to see, Father? Show it to me. Show it to me. I want to see. I immediately seen it. I'm like, okay, I don't want that. I renounce it in the name of Jesus and let's move on.
Yes.
But I didn't want to see it because it's like, okay.
Oh, okay.
My sister is innocent.
And every time that something like this happened, it's a nice opportunity to see ourselves. And
that's the only reason we see it.
Yes. And see what you really need to remove from your your psyche.
Psyche. Uh-huh.
Yes, for let the spirit to use.
Yes.
Our mind in a very beautiful way.
Yes, I didn't like seeing that. I was like, oh, are you telling me that I'm arrogant? And then I thought, and then I looked back at my, look at Joe nodding. And then I looked at myself and I thought, okay, I think I have behaved this way before. Okay, like, and I, so I told the spirit, okay, now you're going to have to bring me all these moments when I chose to be arrogant or when I decided to use it as a weapon or as a tool to use it in some way or another. It's I'm not that. I know I'm not, because the spirit shows me who I really am. But it's our opportunity, like Brenda says, to go deeper, because there's things in our mind that we cannot see, but the spirit will bring forth for us to release. And this is an opportunity that I think that I immediately went and I said, okay, it's definitely something I need to give to the atonement prayer. And then set my this person free from what I was seeing that wasn't
for
hers.
All the thinking that I was holding of it. It's,
oh all my the God, expectations, all the things I was seeing.
This is the rule. It's like, okay, all the thinking, bad qualities or whatever that mm-hmm. we're thinking about other, we don't understand that we is the same thing that we have. For us.
Yeah, and that was the
prison, la prisión.
It's the prison, yes. But it's the same thing that we began with today is we are one with our brothers, whether we think we're not and whether we don't want to be. Because sometimes in our mind, we don't want to be one with whoever's not agreeing with me, whoever's not giving me my way. But we don't separate. As children of God, we're always one. So whatever you see in the other is what you're is there for you to see yourself. It's like the mirror for those of you who understand what mirroring means or what the other mirrors what you are. So or what you think you are. Because I'm obviously not arrogant. I maybe have used the tool before, but now that I know my truth, I can say, Father, that's not me, and I'm not going to embrace it. I'm going to renounce it in your name and release it.
I'm not going to accept. I'm not going to accept it in her and even me.
Right. I will not accept it for my sister or for myself, because it's not how God created us.
Yes, because the separation is always dictating. Oh, don't worry. You are in the curse of miracles. You're fine.
Oh, my gosh. I wish. But you know what? This brings us to that piece.
Yes, of course.
To be able to see, to me, it's like a true confession of the truth of what's going on in our minds. And being open and not being afraid to speak what's in your mind. Because a lot of people would be like, I ain't going to tell anybody what I'm thinking. Because if they only knew what I was thinking. But you know what? We're a quantum mind. Mm-hmm. And we all know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. Even if you think we're not.
We feel it. We feel.
People can feel it for sure.
So everybody
Because
can
we're
feel.
One soul. Mm-hmm. Even if we think we're fragmented into many.
Yes.
It's not true.
We cannot hide anything no more.
And we can't hide it from ourselves and we can't hide it from the other, even if we try to use all the
Now I understand what my mom said that they learned it from the church, that we cannot hide from God. In those days I was thinking we cannot hide from God. But now I said
makes sense.
No, we cannot hide. If we have a thought of fears or we
But I used to think
blame someone.
I used to think that I could think things and it wouldn't cause any any problems. I used to think you could think whatever you want and it would be fine.
Nope.
And now I know that you can't.
Nope.
Because we're one mind. It's going to be also I'm going to share this part that it says, if I speak anything that's not true, it can multiply because we're fragmented in this world, in this duality. Uh-huh. But it's not real. It's not going to take, it's not going to produce anything in eternity. But when we speak eternal things and the truth, that expands to the entire world and to all the minds and to all the souls, which is really just one, the body of Christ.
Yeah. For example, when people said, oh, no, I'm not going to go out. I'm not related with the toxic people. Or I'm not going to the meetings with my family. But at home, you're thinking the same thoughts. You're keeping the same ideas. And
so I would say cleansing the mind is what brings us peace. Cleansing the mind. But knowing that we can't do it ourselves, that it's by the power of the Spirit. Only the Spirit can do that for us. And not letting anything get stuck in there, sneaky, and letting it stay, because we're going to experience the effects of that. Are you good?
Yes.
I don't know. We have a few more. So how are we going to see ourselves, Brenda, now that we've done the atonement or corrected this?
How we are going to see ourselves?
How?
Okay, in the mind of God, we are innocent, we're perfect, we don't need reincarnation in anything. We are pure as how we created. But in this illusion, we need to learn how to love ourselves and love our brothers and sisters, and just keep the tools. Do not do others what you don't want you to do to ourselves.
Yes, the golden rule.
Yeah.
Lesson 35 is beautiful. I'm gonna probably close with this. I don't know. We have a few more minutes. I guess we can keep going. It says, "My mind is part of God's. I am very holy." And it says here, today, or this idea does not describe the way you see yourself now. It does, however, describe what vision will show you. And when we want to see the other in a different way, the vision of the Holy Spirit is going to show us the truth. It says, it is difficult for anyone who thinks he is in this world to believe this of himself. Yet the reason he thinks he is in this world is because he does not believe it. So the reason we're in this world is because we don't believe we are impeccable, holy, beautiful, loving. We don't believe we have the traits of God. We believe we are separated from God, and that is not true. That is a lie. So it says you will believe that you are a part of where you think. It says you will believe that you are part of where you think you are. And I think that Brenda and I have both chosen to believe the truth that we are in God's part of God's mind, and that we do have holiness in us. And that is what we want the Spirit to show us in our brothers and through our brothers. That we are holy, and there's just some beautiful ones that I want to see myself victorious. There's just a whole list. Blessed, beautiful, loving, caring. Everything that we wish others can treat us or see us in that same way. And we're all smiles now, because that's where we want to stay. It's just so peaceful. It says God did not create the war that we have in our psyche. God did not create war, so it is not real. God did not create the airplane crashes, so they are not real. God did not create disaster, so it is not real. God did not create anything meaningless in this world. The only thing that's meaningful is the truth, eternity, and the things that God created. And that's all. It's all of us.
Correct. That's true.
Look at the relief. This brings me like, I could be in peace forever now. And everything that does exist, exists as he created it. The world you see has nothing to do with reality. It is your own making, and it does not exist In my mind, it is my own movie, my own creation. In Brenda's mind, it is her own movie and her own creation. Now, I guess the question for the listeners would be, what movie is in your mind? What have you created, and what are we going to make ourselves responsible for? Or Joe's movie, too. He's here listening. Do you have a movie you want to share?
Apocalypse?
Oh, no. It could be one of terror if you choose it. It could be one of anything you want. And we respect them. We respect them, right, Brenda?
Yes, of course. So I hear something that it was very important. If God let us kill us, cheating, jealous, whatever, fight, be in control or not controlling or whatever, so we cannot stop our brothers and sisters dream whatever they want. At least they want to say, okay, my movie doesn't like me anymore.
Right.
I need to do something. And they own a master teacher, inner teacher. It will guide them
right. To
anything. Even though that it's this podcast or Joe that is with us, it's not a coincidence.
No, it's never a coincidence.
Nothing.
So I'm going to say that this would be the time, if your movie is of horror, is of the apocalypse, is of suffering, is of disease, is of whatever you've created,
whatever. Yes.
I want you to know that you can surrender and start a new movie and put it in the hands of the Holy Spirit and choose to train your mind with the Spirit, with your inner master. And, you know, just start the lessons one at a time and allow yourself to be taught to start a new movie of peace, of love, and of joy.
And for experience, let the audience know that the movie that we're living is a movie that is in our head.
Correct.
That nothing, nobody can, I can open your head and change your movie. No, sorry. You need to do that job. You need to do it.
Yeah.
And
you have to want
I experiment. I experiment. How do you say on cheating?
You're saying it right. cheating between couples, right?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, she experienced cheating.
Okay, because I believe in guilty. En la culpa.
You believed in being guilty.
In being guilty. So, because that belief it was in my mind, what happened?
I need
experience for being guilty.
Yeah.
Because I really believe that suffering is going to take me to the heaven or close to God. Because I born listen all those things. And I believe in unconsciously. And
that then you have to pay back your guilt.
Yes, and then that happened to
pain.
Me. That happened to me, and then I start living like, I need to do whatever because of the guilty. I feeling like, my life is like this.
You have to be treated wrongly.
Wrongly.
You have to be trampled on. You have to be mistreated.
With my head down and
submissive.
Yes.
Yeah, because she deserves it. Anyway, we're laughing
because
about
think
this.
I deserve it.
She deserved it, but
yes.
See, because she believed that she deserved to be mistreated. Because of all the guilt she carried, but she believed that feeling guilty.
How do you say?
And accepting all this mistreatment was gonna get her closer to heaven.
How do you say?
And that's how our mind is inverted. It's not true.
Aceptar
it's
el chantaje.
We have to. Seeing like accepting the chantaje. How do you say that in English?
Controlling.
Like. No, but it's like manipulation.
Yeah, and I accept the manipulation.
Chantaje is manipulation.
So,
allowing manipulation to take place.
But listen to this. This is very powerful. Because when I decide to change my movie, I said, I'm not going to play the victim anymore. God, please help me. I'm not going to play the victimizes anymore. And then my husband one day said, you know what, Brenda? I'm going to let you. I'm going to leave this night. And I said, okay, honey, do you want me to help you to put your stuff away or you're going to do it by yourself?
you know,
he said, no, I was kidding.
You know what
because
I think?
Because when you lose the fear, Nothing.
It can't possess you anymore.
No.
And that is something that you receive through this training. You're released from all the fears.
And when you don't
have fear anymore, then it doesn't control you anymore.
Nothing.
Because remember, as children of God, you are feeding the fear and it controls you more. And then you're losing your power as a child of God because you're putting it out when it's in.
And if I didn't decide to forget myself, to forget the situation, to
forget that happened to atonement prayers,
all those things that the cause of sickness, enfermedades.
It causes.
But no anymore. So
because what happens is our mind, our